Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Get off to a kinky ass start.
That don't have the same effect on you as it does on me when you do it. Okay, I understand. All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am J to the B.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I see our man Stewart is out there repping us right. With that Last Drop merch,
doing the Loud's work, and it's look good and shit. Shout out to Mr. Stewart over there, devoted fan.
Devoted fan
right there.
He representing us in Florida, of all places.
That's right.
How do you feel like
ass Florida?
how do you feel about Florida? Do you think they would like us or not? What do you think?
I mean, it's hard to say because. Their mindset is so fucked up. You don't really know what the fuck they thinking at any given moment.
They
it's like, you know us. We know what the fuck we talk about every single time. At least we know when we're not fucked up completely.
Yeah,
we usually know. Well, even then we kind of know what the fuck we talk about. But even like 95% of the time, we usually know what the fuck we talk about. Floridians, however, them motherfuckers, they flip flag back and forth all the fucking time. They don't know what they want. They don't know what they want to do. They don't know what's right. They don't know what's wrong. There's no black, there's no white, there's no gray area.
It's red.
Yeah, it's just all red.
It's red, yeah. That's from the sunset.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that because I was just listening to a UFC press conference because they had a pay-per-view last night and Donald Trump's favorite fighter or whatever the fuck he calls himself, Colby Covington, that guy that you hate so much, whatever, he was doing a press conference. I swear this dude is such a fucking clown. I was listening to him and they were in the UK and he just kept shitting on the UK, kept saying, you know, I'm just here to get the belt back, or whatever, because, you know, we need to take it back to a real country, unlike this country. And I'm just like, somebody shut this dude the fuck up, please. And then they had asked him, what would it be like for you getting the belt back? He said, what was it like for y'all in 1777? I was like, no. Wow. By the way, Cody, the reason why I use him as an example is because he's from Florida.
Fitting.
So he's a Floridian. He's a Miamier too, at that as well too. So he just listening to him, he just can't help but just shake your fucking head and go like, he's like, man, you people are ungrateful over here. I show you up with my American greatness or whatever. I'm just like, okay. Man. You know, yeah, excuse the fuck out of us. He's like, I know my women are better because I'm from Miami. You know, I might end up with a little mamacita tonight or whatever, something like that. It's like, what you mean tonight, bro? You in fucking the UK. So he clearly is. He got his Michael Bay time zones set or whatever and stuff.
Okay. So he's so he's right on that part. So I'll give him that much. Yeah.
He a little out there, Cody.
Well, I mean, he's a Floridian, so yeah, that and he's from Miami, so he's like double fucked up.
I feel like one week they'd like us, the second week they'd hate us.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah,
I can totally see that. Yeah, like I said, hot and cold. That's pretty much just I'm getting here.
Yeah, they'd be like, I'm sure that episode where I talked about you being a 5G black alien and shit, they probably found that fascinating.
They probably did. They're like, oh, wow. So he's 5G and he's black. Yeah. I didn't know that those two things could mix.
I think the black part is what confused them more than the 5G part. They probably said, wait, you black? Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. How many racists do you think listen to this show and go like, oh, shit, they black? Oh, I thought they were white.
not only do I get that in real life.
I would love to be a fly on the wall for the racist that listens to this podcast going like, and let's just say like Black History Month come on, we talk about, oh, we both proud black men, and then be like, wait a minute, hold on, what the fuck? They black? And they just like cut the show off like right then and there. Or like, it'd be like that scene out of Harold and Kumar Escape from when that grandmaster took his wig and he was like, what the N-word was that? Like, that's a Floridian listening to us, right? What the?
Well, this just changed my whole perspective.
You know, for some reason, I just can't agree with them no more ever since I found out something. I can't put my tongue on it.
None of this shit makes sense at all anymore. What the fuck was I thinking?
Like, they thought 5G black alien was funny as fuck. They thought that was like the most true conspiracy theories they ever heard. Then they found out you really were black. They were just like... You mean you tell me there ain't no conspiracy? What? Holy shit. It's like, just blew up their whole Floridian little mind and shit. We making it sound like Stewart goes to some redneck school in the middle of the swamp of Florida and shit like that.
Well, I mean, they probably all got a little redneck in them. It's just like different levels of redneck.
He wear that shit to school. The teacher say, "Let me put that on," or whatever. The first thing they hear out of her mouth, "Fuck that! I ain't doing that shit." Hey, Stewart, tell your teacher to put that episode on where I talked about my COVID experience and how I said it's like a wet. See how many extra credit points that gets you.
I want you to put that episode on. I want you to time yourself and see how long you stay in that class. Where you're getting your ass kicked out.
How long does it take for her to get to her phone to call your parents? That motherfucker probably grown by now. We keep calling them over here a kid now. It's been how many goddamn years?
I'm about
years
to say,
now?
Yeah, motherfucker like 35 right now.
Yeah, grown ass man and shit now. Well, anyway, people. It is cocktail month continuing, but it's mix and match week too as well. And we both decided to make our own little cocktails here. Cody, why don't you go ahead and show me on screen? Don't tell me what it is, but show me on screen your beautiful creation. Man.
All right. Since it is mix and match week, I definitely did some mix and match with this cocktail. This is a bourbon forward margarita right here. Yours is much prettier. I just kind of put mine together. I hope it tastes good.
I just wanted to show you mine because I already had like 40. So.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so I've been drinking probably for the past hour. So
yeah, so get mine out the way real quick. Mine consists of two shots of Buffalo Trace bourbon and one shot of a barrel pick of San Matias and just a dash of agave syrup, Herradura. Shaken, no ice in here. It's just completely shaken. So looking forward to getting into this and
use a cocktail.
Shaker. Yep. I'm trying to figure out the name for this one. I'll get back to you on the name.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
That's my ingredient so far. You want to list out yours real quick, Jake?
I had a complicated name for this one too. To be honest, I'm really sure. Usually the names are like the easiest part, but. But St. Patty's Day just passed, and people was asking me, oh, how'd you celebrate St. Patty's Day? I said, bitch, every day is St. Patty's Day when you a godfather, shit.
Pretty much, yeah. Especially on this podcast, yeah.
I don't need no motherfucking holiday to tell me what I can drink. Now, granted, it is the greatest fucking holiday until I drove by a lot of bars and saw them lines hanging out the door. I said, oh, no. No. So what I decided to make in the spirit of St. Patty's Day, I made a whiskey ginger. I used I use this whiskey right here in my van. Oh, wait, no, I didn't use that. Hell no.
Oh, flexing over there.
Yeah, I see you. I see you. I see you. Flex just a little bit, baby.
I see you.
Notice my arm got bigger too.
Got that ride, that Family Reserve ride. I see you.
Yeah,
I see
that Van Winkle. You know, a little 30.
I see. Just look at that. That's a beautiful fucking color, man. I've seen that bottle once before. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful fucking color. Look at that, dude. That's beautiful. Fucking beautiful.
Well, I told people, you know, I wasn't going to be buying so much little shit this year because I want to aim for the bigger shit. So that's the first of bigger shit. And as I told Cody in a tweet, I keep seeing that I found that Hennessy Paradis sitting on the shelf. And I was looking at it like I'm Terrence Howard next time, baby. Only for probably my ass to get replaced by a better actor. But other than that, you know. But no, I made a whiskey ginger. And for the spirit of St. Patty's Day, I used a good old Red Breast 12. I was going to use Red Spot 15, but I didn't want the I was going to use Red Spot 15, and then I was going to use the sherry cask Red Breast Loose Style. But I didn't want that sherry note, which is why I didn't use the Red Spot or the Red Breast Loose Style. I didn't want the sherry note on this cocktail because I wanted to keep it spicy, limey-ish, gingery flavor or whatever and stuff. So I was like, I better stay away from the sherry and bourbon guests. I wanted to go with Irish. I used a little bit of ginger ale, premium ginger ale. Ooh, premium ginger ale.
Very nice.
I also stuck a little bit of butterscotch in there, two teaspoons of butterscotch. I rimmed the glass with lime as well, too. And I also put in just a little bit. Actually, I put some jalapeno as well to spice it up a little bit or whatever. And then I put two limes inside, and then I rimmed the glass also with the lime on the side as well, too. So
very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. So, Oh, and I put ice cubes in there too as well.
Okay. I saw that. Yeah.
I mean, that's like the most obvious note or whatever. So yeah, I kind of just went down total wine aisle or whatever and shit, and just like looked at the stuff that they had or whatever, and just like kind of went like, try something different. I normally don't really drink all that much or whatever, and I was just like, I started seeing that. I was like, I don't drink ginger ale and stuff like that. I was like, I can make something with some whiskey and ginger ale. I first started thinking of making a rum cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to use some more rum ingredients and stuff. Man, you go down them rum aisles, man, it's just so many fucking different kinds of rum.
There's a lot of rum, man, and there's a lot for each like category too. It's like low end, mid low, and then high end. There's a lot of shit out there.
Yeah,
man.
I couldn't put it in my head because usually when we do these cocktails. Besides my week that I just had or whatever, I just like made the shit on the spot or whatever. I tend to like usually sleep on it and then like picture the flavor notes in my head, which is as I did with this one. But for rum, I just couldn't put anything together because I started thinking, which one rum do I use? Do I use that rum I had on the show here last year or whatever? And I was like, that's really dark Belize rum. And I was like, do I use white rum? And then I was just like, I ain't never going to buy a full bottle. And then I started thinking like, oh, probably I should get a cheap bottle or whatever, something like Bacardi. But I was like, that shit just going to sit on the shelf then. I guess I could have bought one of those miniature bottles of Bacardi or whatever and stuff too. I'm thankful for those miniature bottles. Those miniature bottles, I keep forgetting about them sometimes, but yeah, those do come in handy when you want to make a cocktail for a show like this and stuff. So I just couldn't come together with the rum idea. Then I remembered it was St. Patty's Day weekend or whatever. So I was just like, oh, let's do something with Irish whiskey, something on the gingery side of town. So that's how I ended up landing on this one. But, Cody, let's hear more about your drink, per se.
Yeah. So right now I'm gonna get it to nose real quick.
Mm-hmm. I like that golden amber.
It's a nice, yeah, very nice color, right? Very nice. Actually, I like this color a lot. Slightly cloudy. Smell is it's a nice little marmalade mixture of that bourbon. Obviously, it's a touch more bourbon for it. Get a little bit more like the caramel kind of toffee thing going on. A little bit more vanilla.
Looks like tropical honey.
Yeah, slightly in the back, and you get more of those agave notes from tequila, obviously.
How many ounces of Buffalo Trace stuck
in? Yeah, like you said, honey, that's funny enough. It is getting a little, 2 ounces of Buffalo Trace. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, this actually smells really nice. It smells almost, It's funny because there's no citrus in here, but it smells like really citrusy, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no orange peel, nothing like that in here. So I know it's coming from the agave syrup, which I didn't even pour a whole lot in there. It was like a dash of agave syrup. Yeah, it smells good. I like the smell. Nothing crazy, but it's a nice smell. Flavor-wise. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? That's interesting, man. It almost tastes similar to an old fashioned in a way.
Kind of look like an old fashioned
on the bitter end, because obviously there's no bitters in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it tastes like a less bitter, less bittery old fashioned. Yeah, with more of a.
What was the other spirit you put in that again? You said
it was a San Matias barrel pick.
Oh, that's right, San Matias. Yeah, that's right. I thought it was mezcal for a moment. I was like, was that mezcal or tequila? Okay. Mm.
Yeah, so I like it because the tequila, it gives it more of like a brightness to it. And I'm getting those Manhattan vibes without the bitterness, mm-hmm. Because you get more of that that caramel characteristics from the bourbon coming forward. Because, you know, when you do like old-fashioned Manhattan, you get more of that bitter kind of characteristics contrasting with the bourbon or whatever whiskey you're using. So, yeah, I like this. I think this is a good base. I think it was a good starter base for this cocktail. I could easily doctor this up, go back to the lab and prove this.
Where'd you come up with the idea for that?
I wanted to do something. Well, since it was mix and match, I was like, let me do something with a bourbon and tequila. I was going to do mezcal, but I didn't really have any mezcal on hand right now. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, you drunk that shit.
Yeah,
ain't no mezcal last in yours.
So yeah, I was like, okay, since I don't have mezcal, let me do tequila. I was like, okay, let me try some tequila, bourbon, and tequila. I never had a bourbon type margarita thing, so I was like, let me try that.
You know, now that you say that,
yeah, I like this.
Now that I say that, I ain't got no motherfucking mezcal. What happened to all that mezcal I had? I know what happened to that Bozal. I poured that shit down.
Oh, hey, don't have that.
Yeah, I know what happened to that. I poured that shit down the drain. What happened to the rest of that shit though? shit vanished.
Yeah, this is good, man. It's a good bit. It's not like mind blowing.
Weatherproof? Do you think that handles winter, spring?
Oh, this is definitely like more of a spring. Spring, early summer, probably.
We wouldn't know nothing about that in California no more, though.
Yeah, we wouldn't. Yeah, we know shit about that.
Yeah, we just got nothing but rain and
nah, whatever the fuck that is. I don't get this shit at all. Rain and clouds and shit. What the fuck is this?
It's been rain and clouds since October of last year, people.
Yeah, finally the fucking sun came out a little bit yesterday.
Like, oh, yeah, shit. It was actually
70 degrees.
I had 77.
Oh, shit, you're 70? Okay, yeah.
It was 70 degrees. I had 77 because I was in the car driving. I said, God damn, it's getting warm up in here. I rolled down the window for the first time in fucking forever. I was like,
finally.
Now it's back to clouds and
clouds and bullshit. That's what I like to call it.
I think it's supposed to rain again tomorrow through Wednesday.
I think tomorrow, Tuesday, I think, or some shit like that. I don't know.
It's been raining almost every fucking week now, people.
Man, I get sick of this shit. I can't stand the fucking rain. I hate the fucking rain. I think we talked about this on the show before.
Yeah. Well, we're no longer in a drought, so if anybody was worried about us.
Yeah, so yeah, we're good.
Thank you, God. You can stop now. Yes. you went a little overboard now. I noticed we ain't had a fire since, by the way, neither.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So, you can stop now with the rain, because I'm tired of wearing jackets.
Yeah, the more I sip on this, the more I like it, actually. The only knock I would have against this, I need to doctor this up a little bit with the garnishes and shit, because I was a little bit lazy in the presentation. I definitely much better on that.
What do you think you need to add more of or less of, if you had to throw a guess out?
I would say probably I'll probably have more of a have a little more of a spice character to this one. I like my I like my cocktail spicy, so I'll be interested playing around with that. Which gives me a great idea. Next week when we do this, I'm going to switch it up. So instead of 2 ounces bourbon and 1 ounce tequila, I'm going to do 2 ounces tequila, 1 ounce bourbon, and I'm going to doctor it up a little bit. So I'm going to do a spin on this one, and I'm going to call this one bourbon in the plant. So that's what I'm going to call this one.
Spicy margaritas is my favorite. So
yeah, so for bourbon in the plant, I like this. I definitely make this better. Right now, as it stands, this is a good solid cocktail. I'm gonna give it a 2.5 drop for this one.
Oh, that's not bad. I feel like with all cocktails, the more you sip on it, the better it kind of gets, mm-hmm. or whatever, because you start to get into that nitty gritty or whatever. This one, I've already eaten all the ice out of it or whatever. Mm-hmm. I like ice now for some reason. So also, I'll say too, I think COVID had the opposite effect on me. It enhanced my taste bud. So
Shit, look at that.
Because my sweet tooth has been like fucking crazy this week since I've gotten better now. And well, it was even crazy when I had COVID, but it's way up there now to the point that like regular ass candy to me just tastes like fucking phenomenal now. I don't know if I'm like lost, like maybe a sense of my note, my smell or something like that or whatever. And like my tongue is just over perpetuating, you know, the taste buds a little bit more or something like that. But I don't know what happened, but something got increased and enhanced here to the point that like I taste like every little bit of everything now. Shit, man, if I taste something horrible, then like Burger King or something, I'm sure that'll make that all I had to think about something real bad. I was like, what tastes like shit? It's like Taco Bell or some shit like
that. Burger King, that fits the bill.
Yeah, or oh, what's that place? Actually, I take that back. Burger King, I mean, Umami Burger.
Arby's.
Yeah, an Arby's. Umami Burger. Yeah, fuck you, Umami Burger. Tastes like shit, yo. All right,
that's a good one. No,
take that back.
No, Umami Burger for charging them goddamn prices. That quality of fucking meat. Nah, fuck them. Yeah, no, they're probably the worst restaurant on the goddamn planet. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'll take Burger King, Taco Bell, all that shit, Arby's, any day of the week over fucking Umami Burger.
Yeah, so fuck that place. I apologize, Burger King.
Yeah,
right,
it's serious.
Because I'll find something in your menu. I'll probably like maybe a chicken sandwich or something like that. But Umami Burger, nah, fuck that place. That place is dog shit. And then like Cody said, them prices.
Fuck that place, man.
Them prices are fucking ridiculous. I went there after we talked shit about them in this show because a colleague of mine wanted to go there. And I just said, I haven't had it in a while. Let me just go ahead and check them back out. No, they dog shit, dude. I think I was like, man, this burger it's dry as fuck. I was like, how do you fuck this up? And then they're talking about like, oh, would you like to add an extra patty? No, I don't want an extra patty on this. On the nose, you just get a lot of the ginger. You don't really get so much of the jalapeno, but you just get that ginger and lime scent. And now, obviously, that could be because I threw these two fucking limes inside of the glass and shit like that. So it's probably been sitting in there for a while now. But that's the main two ingredients you get. But on the tasting note, it's like Powerpuff Girls, baby. It's sweet, spice, and everything nice, you know? Yeah. So, like Cody said, I also like spicy cocktails as well, too. I think the first time I had one spicy cocktail might have been like 2015, 2016. It was at a Sony event we had, and they had two kinds of drinks. I can't remember what the other one was, or whatever, but I remember it was a red drink. Oh, it was a vodka and cranberry, obviously. And the other one was a spicy margarita, spicy jalapeno margarita. And I had those, whatever. I fucking fell in love with spicy jalapeno margaritas ever since, whatever. So anytime I can do something of this or like a margarita and you tell me you could throw a jalapeno in there, all for it then. It always tastes good. At first, I was like, that might be too goddamn spicy and give me heartburn, whatever. But I was like, yeah, I got to die someday. So
yeah, fuck it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. YOLO.
YOLO, baby, for sure.
Go for it. Take care. Fuck it.
You don't really get too much of that butterscotch. I only put 1.5 tablespoons, like a full spoon, and then just like a little bit on the spoon, whatever, and stuff. But it does. I wonder if that's what's making it so sweet, because it is sweet on the palate area. Hmm. I will say this too. Shout out to bartenders when they stick the fruit on the fucking side of the glass. You know how hard that was, the hardest part of this whole goddamn cocktail. What, bitch?
Dude, it is always so hard to get that fucking lemon or lime wedge on the side of that motherfucker, or orange, whatever fruit. That is a hard. Stay. You are not lying. You're not fucking lying. You got to make like the perfect slit on that motherfucker. Yes. To get that shit to say.
Dude, I must have cut this lime 5 times. I must have cut this fucking lime 5 times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just sitting there.
I know exactly what the fuck you're talking about.
And it's the whole time you was talking. Oh shit! Did you just get that message? Light rain soon to expect to start in my location at 12:30.
Lovely.
12:34 is about to start raining. Okay, that's like the highlight of California. Lovely. I was waiting for your weather app to just send you that light rain soon expected and shit. The whole time you was talking though, I kept staring at this glass and that lime just kept like a limp dick and shit just kept tilting to the side. And I was just like looking at it going like. It's like, I never have this trouble when I go to a bar.
And they do some Humpty Dumpty shit.
Yeah, like that egg and fell the fuck over. And this time I'm like, yeah, help me, bitch, help me. You know, so
that line went to suicide.
It's like Rick Ross and Jared Leto coming together with a Skrillex and shit. You know, and they dropping in their purple Lamborghini together and shit. Yeah, this look, and you can see it too. It's just like slowly tilting to the side.
Line got that gangster lean.
Yeah, it's like a Terror Squad. Lean back. Lean back. Lean back. That's a full, full circle from Cody's comments. Like, he's like, I hear more about Fat Joe than Jay-Z, whatever. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Fat Joe got brought up once again and shit because Fat Joe leaning back and shit. Terror Squad consists of 15 motherfuckers. I only know what two of them do. And they all. And I'm sure each one has said a better line than Jay-Z's. I'm a businessman.
Terror Duo.
Terror Duo. Yeah. That squad runs in duos. And this line just like saying, fuck it, yo. I'm just like, you know, I'm hanging on there by a thread, baby. Like, you can see on the glass. You can see through the glass how many times I stabbed this motherfucking lime on here. Like, you see like the remnants of it and shit. It's like, damn, just stick your ass on.
Yeah.
So shout out. I just want to give a prize. Shout out to bartenders all around the world that just puts fruit on top of the fucking rim of the glass and it just stays there. So that clearly is a skill that I have not mastered at all. I will learn that one day. I pretty much used up a whole fucking line, basically. So just to figure this shit out.
That's how it works.
It's finally sticking. I haven't seen it really moved or come off yet.
Definitely stuck in that lean stage, though. Yeah. I guess I was like, all right, cool. I'll stop right here, motherfucker, just for the show. You know, soon as shit's over, though.
That shit said, I'm comfortable like this now.
Yeah.
It's like hanging halfway off your bed and shit because you can't get these pillows to match right the lay the way you want to and shit. Right? I ordered some new memory foam pillows last night. Whatever. Mm-hmm. The motherfucking Amazon dropped that shit off at my doorstep at 5 a.m. in the morning and shit. I was like, well, goddamn.
Damn, all right.
Yeah, I guess they do overnight between 4 a.m. and 8 a.m.
God
shit now.
Damn, they
ordered. They had to step that shit up. I was like, that motherfucker nice too, by the way. I ain't gonna lie.
Memory foam, man. Yeah, you can't get better memory foam, baby.
Yeah, you can't get better than that. So, I don't even remember what I was talking about now, other than this fucking fucked up looking lemon lime right here. Shit. That is something I want to put on every one of my drinks now. It's like just a little bit of a fruit on there just to see.
Yeah, just see which one stands the test of time.
I mean, it's got his
hold up.
It got his Pac-Man bite on right there, yeah. You know, so it's hanging on by a thread. So, clearly the ice melting this or watered it down a little bit, but barely tastes any of the butterscotch. It tastes more vanilla-y, the more on the finish too. But it's got that ginger taste though, which was what I was looking for. It's got that sweet yet spiciness, and I'm sure the sweetness is probably the butterscotch most likely. And then like I don't get the spice in the finish, but it's just like it's really oily on the tongue. It's like from the beginning all the way to the back of the tongue, or whatever and stuff. I kind of like that. It's kind of new for me, or whatever. Where it just like slides back with the spice or whatever, because usually. At least on the spicy margaritas that I've had, I just remember hitting them like right in the back of my throat or whatever and stuff. So, and then you'd be like, ooh, that hit right there. So this is kind of a new spice for me on a cocktail, as far as just riding the tongue like an ocean wave here and stuff. So I kind of enjoy that. I think the one thing I'd probably add more to this or whatever, I probably, next time I probably would have used the Red Breast 12 cash strength.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And actually it's really hard on this one to tell because the water, it got watered down with the ice and whatever and stuff. But, I think you could use a little bit more alcohol in it though. Now that I'm starting to taste more of it, I go like, I taste all the aroma.
How many ounces of, Red Breast you put in there again?
Two.
Two. Okay.
Actually, I put 2.5. Sorry, I put 2.5 because I remember I used a jigger. So I did two on the 1 ounce side, and then on the half ounce side, I put up on there.
So you think you'll up that out to like 3.5 next time?
Yeah, because this is pretty bigger glass too compared to the other glasses I was going to use for it, which were smaller. This is a bigger glass, and I used half an ounce of ginger ale.
Okay.
Which is For
half, that's a good amount.
Yeah, for a half an ounce too. I taste all that ginger ale.
That's not a good amount.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Man, if you was to go any more than a half an ounce, man, that it would probably be gingery as fuck though. Like, I almost got some ginger. Ooh, what the fuck are they? Some canned dyed gingers. I was gonna stick those on a toothpick.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah,
I was gonna put that in there too, but them motherfuckers are hard to find, Cody. Like, I couldn't find these motherfuckers. To save my life.
They are
nothing, dude. I was in Total Wine. I looked, they didn't have that. They got every other goddamn fruit and stuff like that. I mean, you can find apricots for days, Cody. So if you got an apricot cocktail you want to make, you can find that shit everywhere. Apricot, banana, and mangoes. I see that shit everywhere. I go to the grocery store yesterday because I had to go do some grocery shopping. And I said, fuck, where do you even find that? And then funny enough, I'm already on that aisle. And they just got everything. I'm seeing mango, pineapple, everything but fucking ginger. I was just like, and I didn't know what else I could even think of to mix this with or whatever and stuff. So I was just like, I just want to stay in the ginger realm or whatever and stuff. So I couldn't find that shit for nothing. But I don't really think that would have changed anything or add anything. It would have just looked in the presentation a little bit more purdy, if you will. So I don't think that really would have, I'm missing out on anything right there. But spring drink too, it's nice and refreshing, nice and clear. I kind of wonder what it tastes like without the ice in it. I don't even know if you make whiskey gingers without ice, whatever, but I kind of would like to know because I'd like a little bit more warmth to it, if you catch my drift.
Of course.
Instead of the nice and chill refreshingness of it. But, oh, there go that line. That motherfucker just fell off.
Oh, there you go. There it is.
It said, met my quota.
I gave you my 15 minutes. That's it, motherfucker. That's it. That's all you get from me.
I had four of these. More growing time. And they all tasted great. So I'm going to drop a 3 on this.
All right, 3. That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm dropping 3 on this. I next time, I probably add just a little bit more red breast to it. I think I add the other ingredients. I've added pretty much a good amount of everything because I don't think I need any more ginger in there because that would really just be like very like kind of soury-ish or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's nice and refreshing. I do want to make one without ice to see what it would taste like nice and warm. But, that was good. And I need to figure out that lime thing on the fucking glass. Yeah, because that shit was bothering me.
I guess I got to look up some bartending tips for that shit because that shit all be staying on in fucking bars and shit. Meanwhile, at home, our shit just be like, the struggle is fucking real.
Oh, not only that, you got to use the right fucking knife because I kept cutting the line.
You can't just use any regular old knife. Yeah, you got to use like a specific knife for that shit. You got to get the angle right.
Yeah, you got to get the motherfucking angle right, Cody.
This shit's a science, brother.
I cut this motherfucker the first time and only the first, it just cut off inside in half. I said, where the other half of that go? I said, damn, this shit uneven now. So now you got to roll it around to cut that other half off. So that shit's gone. So it's completely straight line again. I almost did that shit twice, whatever. I was just like, I'm all right, I'm getting upset now. This goddamn line.
I know.
Line pissing me off.
Yeah, it got to be a specific thickness. All that shit, man. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, so the fruit part, I should have just stuck a fucking cherry in this bitch or went on a toothpick and be like, there you go.
Shit. That's an episode on itself. Forgot this fruit shit.
Yeah. I was like, let me put a dragon fruit on this bitch or whatever and shit. It's already nice and cut, but I was like, Oh, and then looking for the fruit too. God damn, produce aisle. I love motherfuckers in the produce aisle. They just picking up, smelling the fruit and shit like that. I was like, is there a science that I'm missing to this or something? Like, what are they doing? what are they doing? And why are the goddamn lines so fucking long in grocery store? Open up motherfucking lanes. You got
fucking time, man.
You got 10 of these bitches.
Never fails.
Open up all 10 of these bitches, okay? Shit, why is it?
And then you can't self-checkout alcohol at the fucking self-checkout line, which just makes shit even more inconvenient. It's like, fuck.
You know how many times I've been in the grocery store and they have two sides of self-checkout lines and they only got one side of this bitch open? It's a self-checkout line. Open up all of them. Why is only half of it open? I don't understand that shit. It's literally a self-checkout line. Just open up all of them. Especially if you only got two people working at the goddamn main, whatever, man. Jesus Christ.
What the fuck do we know? We don't run stores, I guess. I guess we just fucking dumb.
God,
we run a man of shit.
Damn, that's part of my tax dollars hard at work, I guess.
Yep. Shit, oh, yeah, yeah, they're always hard at work.
Man, this motherfucker. You know what Yoon told me? He said, I don't see those signs. I said, bitch, you live in Century City. That's why. Yeah. The hell you mean you don't see these signs?
Yeah,
you
ain't, yeah.
They already built yours. That's why.
How about to say? Yeah, he said.
Yeah, shit. Yeah. Jamel said, I said, nigga, you live in Brentwood too. So I was like, damn, them signs are finished. Okay. Like, they had that sign up in your hair. They took it down because whatever they were working on, it got finished.
Yeah.
Now, when you start to come this way and towards Orange County, yeah, that's a different story. Mm-hmm. That sign been up there since 1999. All right, shit. They was waiting for Y2K to pass by. Oh, man. Well, people, we're going to get out of here now. God damn.
That's a wrap. A wrap
that's,
of that.
That's pretty delicious, though. I actually, you know what? Since I haven't sipped on in a while, I feel that jalapeno now, like right
in my okay. Resonating in your chest.
Yeah, it's resonating.
The inside. So that's good. A little residual burn.
Ooh,
I like that.
Gave your boy some more hair on that chest.
Yeah, some more chest hair. Keep you awake.
Yeah, and I need it because
keep
you warm, too, because it's been cold. So gotta keep you warm. Mm-hmm. But all right, people, we getting out of here now.
Yeah,
we got places to go and babies to kisses, though. So. I am your Godfather Whiskey. I am JB.
I am the Godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.